Good morning. Welcome to All Things Local Radio, Saturday mornings, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. WGSO, 990 a.m. If you've been following it in the news, the flood system in South Louisiana has been in the news. I mean, is it ever out of the news? But it has been especially in the news recently with a lot of the topics being about a certain bill out of North Louisiana and what that could mean to our flood system and to our levee board. The Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority East is in the news again. Of course, we all know that for the lawsuit. We're not going to concentrate so much on the oil company lawsuit today, but we are going to talk about flood control. we're going to get right into it. We have an excellent guest today. Miss Ruthie Frierson is the founder of Citizens for One Greater New Orleans, which is a group that is focused on many, many different policy advocacy policy positions in the city of New Orleans post-Katrina, but one of the main ones being flood control. So let's welcome Ms. Ruthie on, Ms. Frierson. Ruthie, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you very much. Thanks for joining us on a Saturday morning. I'd like to just kind of jump right into it.
Good.
Could you just kind of explain for everybody what is Citizens for One Greater New Orleans?
I'd be happy to, and how we were formed.
Sure.
Citizens for One Greater New Orleans was formed way back in November of 2005. We're an all-volunteer, nonpartisan, grassroots organization, and we were formed to be a voice for reform and renewal for Greater New Orleans and also a better Louisiana. Our organization provides a venue and resources for citizens to voice their opinions and concerns, and also, most importantly, to take action for rebuilding Greater New Orleans. Now, you'd ask, what was the spark that called us to action?
Mm-hmm.
Our grassroots organization was called into action in November of 2005. If people think back, this was after, in a special session of the legislature, a bill to reform and consolidate our levee boards in Southeast Louisiana was killed in committee, despite the fact of over 80% of our city underwater for over 3 weeks. Citizens really, if we think back, were not going to live here and businesses return if our city wasn't protected from flooding. Around the region, citizens were absolutely outraged. At that point, my thought was really, let's harness this fear and frustration. Let's have a petition drive and request Governor Blanco call another special session on levee board reform focused on flood protection only. Calls went out, and within a week, 120 concerned citizens came together with single focus, levee board consolidation and reform. We wanted a non-political board comprised of members with scientific and technological expertise and their single focus on flood protection. Our executive committee was formed that day. Our website was up and running in 3 days. We branded ourselves. We had red coats to be identified, and we reached out to the media. We held the petition drive, and within 3 weeks, we had garnered 53,000 signed petitions. This, at that time, according to the Brookings Institute, represented one-third of the Orleans population at that time.
Wow.
So Governor Blanco heard this, and she called another special session focused on flood protection. We then brought 1,200 people bused from New Orleans for the first day of the session, wearing our red and our buttons, Citizens for One Greater New Orleans. And during that session, 100 of us who had been trained as volunteer activists attended and testified at those meetings. For 2.5 weeks, we never left the session. We were successful at that legislative session, but then, as people recall, it required a constitutional amendment vote in September of 2006. So we built coalitions throughout this year of civic, business, church, neighborhood groups, and we work with reform-minded elected and appointed officials. And that vote, that constitutional vote, was well over 90% of Orleans Parish in support and well over 80% statewide. And so the voices of citizens around the state and region and city were heard.
So you guys brought about the levee board consolidation. So we have the Flood Protection Authority,
right?
Or the Flood Protection Authorities. In y'all's opinion, how have the authorities functioned so far, and has there been political interference with their work up to now?
I would say there was not political interference, to my knowledge, up until now. And what we need to realize is that the legislation passed provided, first of all, this pristine nominating committee. It was a non-political nominating committee. and it included deans of state's engineering colleges and representatives of good government and scientific groups, and the governor must appoint someone from the nominating committee. So this is important, and today, current board members have expertise in construction, meteorology, coastal science, engineering, and the history of levees. Now, what this means and why it's been effective is the SLIP boards, and I'm talking about the East at this point because that's what's under fire, Their expertise means that when it makes a suggestion or it identifies a problem, the Corps of Engineers must take its concerns seriously. The board has successfully worked with the Corps to change the initial Corps approach in many areas. I should say several areas, but one example I want to use is the Corps initially intended to repair only the breaches and flood walls along the 17th Street, London Avenue, and Orleans Avenue and industrial canals. SLIPFA commissioners considered this approach dangerous, and they performed its own scientific study of these canals. As a result of this, the Corps listened and shored up walls along most of the lengths of all of these canals. And currently, this same board, highest priority is working with the Corps to properly armor the system so it'll survive a so-called 500-year event, identifying areas, if any, which fall short of the 100-year standard. All of this is exactly what Citizens for One hoped for in creating SLIPFA East and West, and their accomplishments have enhanced flood protection.
Okay, we're with Ruthie Frierson. This is All Things Local Radio on WGSO 990 every Saturday morning, 8 a.m. to 10. Ruthie Frierson's the founder of Citizens for One Greater New Orleans. And Ruthie, I'm wondering, okay, help me clarify this, by the way. We have how many, every time I'm reading about this in the paper, I'm reading about the Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority hyphen East, you know, Right. Because it's because of the lawsuit, the oil company lawsuit. But how many flood protection authorities are there, and what was there before Katrina?
What we did is I think there were eight, but don't count on that. Uh-huh. I believe there were eight, as I recall. But we had the Southeast. What we created in that bill was Southeast Flood Protection Authorities East and West Bank. And actually, this turned out to be a very good thing because they have different topography, et cetera.
Okay.
And we're talking about East because when this bill was passed, the East Board, Levy Board, had many problems. They had debts, they had lawsuits, and so, you know, they've really had a tremendous job through these past eight or nine years dealing with all of these issues.
Mm-hmm. Everything we're talking about here, it all comes down to whether or not we're safe and improving the safety and talking about 100-year storms and 500-year storms. And essentially, what's been in the news, we'll start this now, and then we'll come back after our commercial break to talk about that, Ms. Farsa. But in the editorials in the Times-Picayune and the New Orleans Advocate, you had written that there was a bill. The Senator Adley from North Louisiana, I'm not exactly sure what parish
he's
from.
He's introduced a bill.
What is it?
He's introduced his bill.
Yeah, he's introduced this bill 79 that you state would threaten the independence of these boards, of the levy authorities.
Yes.
Before we get into this bill that I mentioned, I wanted to talk about this whole segment, which is Senator Adley's bill 79. Let me ask you this question. Before the consolidation of the levy boards that you guys advocated for and the legislation passed, how were people appointed to the boards before the consolidation, and how has that, and then how are people now appointed? And then we can talk about how it's threatened.
Right. Before, it was a political process. They were politically appointed. And today, it's totally different because the Southeast Flood Protection Authority East board members and West are nominated by a committee, which includes, it's a non-political board, which includes deans of state's engineering colleges, representatives of good government and scientific groups, and then, of course, the governor must appoint someone who's been nominated by this non-political group. Their single focus has been on coming up with people with scientific and technical expertise that can really focus on flood protection.
Okay, so then we come to the point where we have a bill introduced by a state senator in North Louisiana. It's Bill 79, which could threaten the independence of these boards. How so? What would Senator Adley's bill do?
All right, before I do that, let me quickly mention to you that what Senate Bill 79 really is. It's an inappropriate attempt to hijack the nominating committee process and it's really out of distemper over the Southeast Flood Protection Authority East litigation. This nominating committee process has nothing to do with litigation, and I want to make it clear that Citizens for One Greater New Orleans has taken no position on this litigation. It's in the courts, and the courts are going to decide that. What we are deeply committed to is the non-political nature of the nominating process, because we all know we need scientific and technological expertise on this SLIPRA board. Our lives and our property depend on it, and that is the number one priority. We can't let displeasure over litigation issues subvert the independence and integrity of a nominating committee process that is vitally important to our sound levees and flood protection for the region. Now, Senator Adley's bill gives the governor authority to now reject any or all nominees and requires new names from the nominating committee, three names in every category. Currently, the nominating committee proposes a single name for anyone for scientific positions and two names for the two at-large positions. So you see the change is going from one name in scientific, in the scientific areas, and two names, two at large, and he wants three names for every. And the nominating committee really, when they get their nominations in, screen these nominations very carefully in every regard, and it's very difficult to find qualified people who would really represent us well. So this is definitely something that this is about impossible to do. It really also, Adley is reintroducing politics into the selection of SLIPRA members, and he dilutes the quality of nominees. So I would say he's really threatening in this bill to undo the independence of the levy board in nominating people with the necessary scientific expertise that would provide for flood protection and safety of our citizenry.
Now, I mean, I'd never heard of Senator Adley before this bill, 79, so he just kind of popped into my vision this past week. But is there, just help, just, we don't have to talk about this much, but can you just help me understand, is this someone, is there a relationship between he and Governor Jindal to where it was almost like this is a favor, or what is the incentive for for someone from North Louisiana to be getting involved with flood protection that involves South Louisiana?
Well, he has been appointed by Governor Jindal to be the chair of the Senate Transportation Committee, and that is where this bill is first going to be heard. So there is a connection in that regard. He is from North Louisiana, and I think, you know, he does represent oil and gas to some extent, although I really am not in a position to go further with that.
Okay.
And, you know, as I've said, this really has nothing to do with that litigation at all. We're not even taking a stand on that. We're really dealing with the non-political nature of a nominating process that provides for qualified candidates to represent us in flood protection, which is the number one priority of all of us, citizen safety from flooding.
So, Ruthie, what are you doing? What is Citizens for One Greater New Orleans doing to oppose the bill?
So what we've already begun to take action. Our committee and our executive committee are meeting. We have reached out to the media. The media has reached out to us, as you have, and we've had op-ed, Times-Picayune, letters to the editor, the advocate all over the state. And we're also reaching out to editorial boards, and they've all been very responsive, because we need to educate the public. And what we really find, our website, which was started 3 days after we got into business, about 20,000 strong, and this is also a way that we reach out and educate citizens and get them to participate.
Yeah.
And so if people go to citizensforone.com, they can go on and register, and then as things come up, their voice can be heard by participating. In that first year, 1 million.
Okay.
Ruthie, things we do, we contact legislators of our own delegation, of these committees. We build coalitions. We have contacts around the state. Look, we attend and testify in committees, and also.
Ruthie, we have 1 minute here, and I want to make sure I get this question in here.
All right.
One minute here. We got what's your take on so there was a nominating committee meeting held this past Thursday.
Yes,
what was it, and how has that affected the nominating process? 1 minute.
Okay, I thought they did an excellent job of validating their charge, as stated in the law that was passed in 2006. They, first of all, five of the six members who attended that meeting voted for a motion stating that under the present law, the committee does not need to take action when the governor rejects a qualified applicant, such as duty. And from there, also, I would say that they chose to assure that the selection process was above politics and was imperative. Mm. And I was very impressed with the way they handled all the issues, and I think they're standing firm.
What are the odds that Senate Bill 79 is going to pass, Ruthie?
Well, it's a challenge, and we love challenges, and we're up to it, and we're going to do everything we can. We're going to focus on this, you know, laser-like, okay. And we're going to do all that I said we were going to do,
yeah.
Building coalitions, contacting state, attending and testifying committees, and really, like what you're doing today, have the media take an active role.
Well, wait till you see the groundswell of people once it's heard on all things local radio, Ms. Frierson. You will be swamped, just like last hour. Now, thank you. I just want to say thank you for joining us on a Saturday morning. Ruthie Frierson, founder of Citizens for One Greater New Orleans.
We can't thank you.
Talking about
enough.
Flood control and Senator Adley's Bill 79.
Thank you.
Okay, thank
all you.
Thank you.